on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 31st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Chantel. How you doing, Chantel?
I am great. I'm actually really happy that we have a pretty chill day to talk about. The last times I've been on here, it's been like no sleep, so much going on. So it's kind of nice to have a chill moment to just like get the lay of the land for sure, but like not be like exhausted.
Yes. Well, we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 55 in the house, and it really was. It was a chill day. This is one of those days where, like, going through the day, I was like, this could be a 5-minute update if we really wanted to make it that short. So we could talk about what's been going on Twitter more enthusiasm.
Absolutely. I hadn't gotten to look at that tweet yet, but that hashtag. I really want to see all the, was it Kylan complaints?
Kai complains.
Okay, I want to see the Kai
hashtag
complains.
Kai complains. Yeah, that's honestly the bigger thing to come from yesterday, which is that people have discovered that that Kylan is, as people are calling him, a Karen. Essentially a male Karen on Twitter, and that he has been tweeting at pretty much every conceivable company with complaints about their products and their their services.
Just, you know, to back him up a little bit, like, that is really the fastest way to get action taken. I remember I had a problem with Uber once, and I was like, and I couldn't get through to their customer service. So I just, like, I tweeted, and then they messaged me right away, and I was able to get to have some action taken right away. So I understand, but to have a whole list of things that you've complained about is it's hilarious, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I don't have an issue with complaint, especially about like if he's complaining to companies, like, who cares? Like, they're just companies. But you need to see the tweets, because
okay.
there's so many of them, and they're so funny. Like, in particular, there's one where he's like, I'm organizing a class action lawsuit against Cinemia. tweet me to join the suit. And that's hilarious, but as somebody that used Cinemia, they were garbage and they definitely scammed me out of some money. So, like, I mean,
you support,
guys,
I
that know. One was actually all right. but he's How also like tweeting this? At McDonald's with like a receipt, about like the, like their, like egg McMuffin or something, like the regular McMuffin is like $3 cheaper. And he's like, why are you charging $3 for an egg, McDonald's?
I mean, hilarious. That would be kind of fun just to go through all the guy complaints.
yeah, he tweeted a Giphy, like, hey, do you have a customer support line? He tweeted at like Marvel or something. They were tweeting about like some movie, and he's like, this is ridiculous. Some company responded to him like a month later. He's like, did you just reply to me a month later?
I can't right now. this is good. This is funny. I feel like some of this on the slop on Monday.
It's great. So that's what's happening on Twitter. In the house, Kylan, he's on the block. He's on the block with Sarah Beth and Xavier. Hannah has the veto. She wants to use the veto on Xavier. And Kylan was like, hey, no, I should have the veto used on me because I'm good at this. He spent all of the day before, day 54, just campaigning to try to get the veto used on him, pissing everybody off in the process. And he spends the morning of day 55 here, still trying to get the veto. He's not given up yet. He goes to Claire. He's still is trying to pitch. But to no avail, the veto is going to be used on Xavier, when there's of course going to be no replacement nominee because Xavier was the third nominee.
Well, I need something clarified here. I didn't really understand why Kylan was pushing so hard to have it used on him, because they're all just coming back with facts. They're like, well, you're going to go sit beside your partner so you won't have to vote her out. He's like, well, I would want to give her a sympathy vote. And it's like, well, no, you're not going to get her a sympathy vote. This is kind of what we decided that was going to be going on. And so I just didn't really understand why he was pushing so hard and making himself look like he's being really self-interested and not really caring about the group as a whole, on a whole.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for a little while now, but I think genuinely just it was the fact that the veto, that Hannah was going to use the veto on Xavier, that he was like, whoa, jealous. Hold on. Xavier's not a better player than me. I mean, he literally said that. Xavier's not a better player than me. That his best trait is unearned, his likability. I'm a better player. And he felt like he wanted to be taken off the block, and he wants to be able to, that's the biggest thing. He wants to be able to give SB that sympathy vote. And Xavier's like, I'll give her a sympathy vote. He's like, but I need to.
I don't know if it's just because there's less people in the house right now, but I'm kind of like, I can't follow Kylan's logic. I'm just kind of like, I'm listening, and I'm listening for a long time, and I'm trying to like find the through line sometimes of what he's talking about. And it actually goes on forever, and I can't grasp what he's talking about. It's very weird.
So that's really it. I mean, the veto has been used and the vote is locked in. Sarah Beth will be going home. Honestly, probably unanimously. I mean, I don't think X is actually going to give her the sympathy vote. And pretty much the rest of the conversations for the day. I mean, you know, of course, Kylan is still going to be spending time with Sarah Beth. He's still going to be talking with her. He's still going to be sounding ridiculous, but we're done. Unless something really ridiculous. I'm not going to continue to talk about every single ridiculous thing Kylan says to Sarah Beth. And for the most part here, what we're looking at for the rest of the day, and I imagine for the rest of the week, is a couple of primary things. One, who is allowed to win HOH next week? Who should
not
win
Kylan.
HOH? Oh no, not Kylan. Second, who should go home next week between Claire and Alyssa? And then third, of course, the long-term planning for what do they do once they hit the six, and who's going to go first? And most of that is just Kylan. That's the plan. That's the planning. Kylan's going. That's pretty much what we've got. So Big D and Azza are going to talk for a while. Big D wants Claire out next. He feels like Claire, she came for him when she campaigned against him next to Brittany. So she's got to go. Azza says, nah, I think Alyssa should go out. She's a better competitor. She's more dangerous. She should probably go. Big D said, but Claire's coming for me. And she says, no, she's not. Big D, she campaigning against you is not the same as coming for you.
Exactly. And I think that Big D just wants to feel like he is in the game. Like he wants to be like, I have a target. I have something that I would do if I won some power here. But like logically, Claire was just wanted Brittany to stay, not wanted you to go necessarily. I mean, she has been considering coming for him in the past just for the fact that like she doesn't want the final two goat to be him. So yes, maybe he's onto something there, but I think she'd take out Kylan and Xavier before she'd bother going to Big D.
Which is exactly what Azza says to him. She's going after Xavier. I know. I talk to her all the time. I guarantee you, I know who she's going after. It's not you, Big D. But he doesn't care. He says, I want to put up Claire and Tiffany. That's what I want to do.
He just wants to do that though. He is going to have HOH-itis like nobody's business. I can just feel it. I don't know. I'm scared.
She says, I don't even think that's necessary. I think just put up Alyssa and Claire together. Why not? I have no reason to put up a Cookout member right before we're about to enter just Cookout members left. Like it's, I need to work on these relationships. So just put the both of them up. And then one of them is guaranteed to go home. Like, I just feel like that's the better call. Tiffany ends up joining the conversation. Tiffany's hearing that Azza's like, saying that she thinks Alyssa should go next. She's, yeah, that's a great idea. There's so many reasons why you'd want Alyssa to go next instead of Claire. I mean, Alyssa, she's teamed up with Xavier. She's only with Xavier. Claire, she's more by herself. She's more easily used, you know, by us. We can do what we want with Claire. She's not as good at competitions. Like, yeah, this is a great idea.
I mean, it definitely was what Tiffany wants to hear. I'm just happy that she's kind of got off that Claire needs to go train and realize that, like, oh, she's going to be useful for me if she's the last person at 7 over Alyssa, because Alyssa's not going to take out Xavier. So you might be the number one target. Maybe it's you and Kylan that would be sitting on the block if it was an Alyssa HOH. So, yeah, I'm happy that Tiffany's finally supporting Claire staying in the game a little bit longer. Thank you. Mm. Now Claire wins.
So I don't think we caught this on the feeds, but we caught Xavier complaining about it to the cameras.
Yes.
In the bathroom. Xavier is pissed off. He's he's pissed off because he's going, what is she thinking? Alyssa, what the hell are you doing? Why are you telling Claire she's on an she said, you're the only white person left. Oh my God, Alyssa, you were about to make it to 7 and now you have to go next. Oh my God, Alyssa, we have to keep Claire off the scent. That means I have to go up on the block again next week. Alyssa.
Before I realized that he was talking about Alyssa, I thought he was talking about Hannah, because it just didn't make any sense as to why he was so angry about it. I was like, I'm rewinding, and I'm like, who is he talking about? Who is it? And I'm like, it's Alyssa? Like, obviously she's going to talk to Claire about that. It's just something that would come up. And for the fact that it's going to be that she goes out next because of it, I'm just like, I don't know if I don't know if I get your logic, Xavier, here.
What are you talking about, Xavier? First of all, you were about to make 7. You were about to receive the ultimate gift of 7th place instead of 8th place. But now, because you didn't follow my precise instructions.
But did he even say that she couldn't talk about that? Like,
no, of course
she doesn't
not.
Even know. She doesn't even know that she's not allowed to talk about this for you, Xavier. It's weird.
And like the Xavier's been saying for like 2 weeks now, like, you know what, if they find out, they find out, who cares at this point? Yeah. But now when it's his person, not falling completely in line, it's like, oh, how dare you? You must leave now. You must be punished by 1 week. And it's like, what Xavier? And I know that Xavier knows the benefit of keeping Alyssa to 7. So like, why would he then take her out? Who cares if Claire knows? Next week, it's just the two of them. If one of them leaves anyway, then it doesn't matter. Like, oh, you've taken Alyssa out. Now Claire is convinced that it's not just the white people being targeted for the week that she gets targeted as the white person left in the house. Like, what? What do you mean?
I mean, don't get the logic at all. And I find it funny that he thinks that, I don't know why he is building this up for absolutely no reason. But I wonder though, if he's curious as to whether or not, Claire and her might concoct a plan. But it's like, no matter what, the plan needs that they both need to win. Like, that's what the plan is no matter what. So why are you trying to troubleshoot around that?
Yeah. Like either one of them wins HOH next week and maybe one of them doesn't go home, I guess. Like if one of them is leaving next week, that person can be Claire. It doesn't mean it's like he's so concerned about Claire figuring out that she's the only white person left, which she's aware of. That he's like, okay, now in order to prevent her from realizing this, we need to take out Alyssa instead of Claire. If Claire's not there, it doesn't matter if she knows.
Yeah, maybe they're just all like losing their marbles here with this plan.
Yeah. So he's going to go to Hannah and he complains to Hannah too. He's like, I can't believe Alyssa. She told Claire she's the only white person left. She's got to go. And Hannah's whole thing, Hannah's spending literally the entire day, talking to every single member of the cookout about like, okay, who's going to win the HOH next week? It can't be Xavier. It can't be Tiffany. They're too close to their people. Like Hannah's like, I think riding high on her, like, she got Claire to win the Coin of Destiny. So now she's like, now we need to figure out the next plan, which who wins H, what makes the most sense for the HOH win. And so it can't be like, I don't like this person. I think that this is way too much micromanagement in terms of who can win. Like this could be any kind of competition. And if it's in their head at all, like, oh wait, am I supposed to win? Who's left? Who should I be? Like, just, you should be making sure that a cookout member wins, because again, who cares at this point? You put them both on the block. One of them is guaranteed to go home. And then it doesn't matter if the other person left in the game realizes that something is up, because they're the only person left in the game anyway. If they win, one of you is leaving anyway. It doesn't matter. So what is the obsession with which specific person wins? You're gonna like talk yourselves into like freezing up in the HOH competition, and then all of a sudden Alyssa wins or something, and now you're actually in trouble.
Which I would love. You know, of course I want the cookouts to get to this. That's interesting, of course, but I also want to see Claire and Alyssa both safe next week, just see what they do, because I'm worried that, as we've talked about before, that we're going to miss everything that's going to happen with that 2-hour episode. So it would be nice to see them turn on each other next week. It'd be kind of fun. Mm-hmm.
So the primary thing from Hannah is that Tiffany can't win, Xavier can't win, because their people are the two people left and they might have to target those people. And so it would be best if like Azza won, because she's not connected to either, or Big D would win. You know, he could go after either one. She could maybe win. She doesn't want to have to go after Claire, but she would if she needed to. And then there's Kylan, who obviously could win, but they don't want him to, because they don't trust him. And they also, like, Xavier in particular doesn't want Kylan to win a third HOH, to really, you know, bolster that resume. You know, there are so many different combinations of like, okay, so if it's Kylan still in the HOH competition, I'm still going to try and beat Kylan, but I want to lose to Azza and Big D. But if Alyssa's there, we have to beat Alyssa. But if it's Hannah, then Hannah's going to lose to, like, it's like, okay, it's, the primary thing is Azza, Big D are the top two. They should win HOH. Then maybe Hannah and maybe Kylan, and then Xavier and Tiffany. But not everyone agrees with that order. Like Xavier, again, doesn't want Kylan to win. So, you know, we'll see.
Is it bad that I do not want Big D or Azza to win this head of household? I don't want them to be given it. Like, Big D's kind of acting like, yeah, just throw it to me. Just throw it to me. And I'm like, what, since when do you just throw it to me? Like, that's like your argument of like getting head of household. It's like, win it. I want people to win it. And that's kind of what's irritating me about this planning. And as you say, micromanaging this competition, like, I do want to see people try their best and win the power instead of just being given it to them.
Mm-hmm. It's what are you going to do? Hannah talks to Claire. Hannah, as she does, very confident that this is not going to be an endurance competition this week, the HOH, because it can't be. There's no host. So that's off the table. Tiffany has been speculating that she thinks it might be a double eviction or something like that. So Hannah and Claire talk about what they might do in a double eviction, what they might do with nominations in general. Basically they kind of settle on Kylan and Alyssa with Xavier as the back door, which obviously works out very well, in Hannah's favor, because it means that Claire's putting up Alyssa. If for some reason Alyssa wins the veto, Xavier goes up, and now at least one of those two guys is the first to go from the cookout. And let's be real, it's going to be Kylan.
Yes. I mean, that's definitely would be what you want to hear. And that's great that Claire said this, because now Hannah can tell everybody from the cookout, well, this is what Claire wants to do, or at least the women from the cookout. And potentially Claire will stay next week. But I mean, it all has to do with who wins these powers. And so it doesn't really matter. There's all this speculation that they're having, but I guess they have nothing else to do in the house.
So Big D is going to talk to Xavier. He mentions how he wants Claire to go next. Xavier is actually a little bit less committed to that. He's like, yeah, either one, you know, depending on who wins, it's fine. And Xavier starts to pitch to Big D that he's working on Xavier. So one of the long term things that's happening here this week now. I want to try and set the stage for you. For the last few weeks, basically since primarily Kylan's first second HOH, and really like at the tail end, I mean, really all the way from week one, Xavier, didn't trust Kylan fully. And then they kind of like, they teamed up, they got closer within the cookout, but then, When Christian went home and Christian was like, hey, this is Kylan. Like Xavier's like, yes, this is Kylan. He was annoyed. And then Kylan won the next HOH and, Xavier continued to be annoyed. And he had to fight Kylan to get Alyssa off the block that week. And he was annoyed about that. And from that point forward, he was talking to Tiffany about Kylan needs to be the first to go once we hit the cookout. Now, over the last couple of weeks, because of Big D, because Xavier's been working on Big D, Big D brought Xavier into his thing with Kylan because Big D is really tight with Kylan. He has a big crush on him. We talked about that a lot yesterday. Big D has helped facilitate this whole guys thing. And because of that, the narrative has shifted away from Xavier targeting Kylan, but Xavier has been targeting Kylan, throughout. He's just been like doing this guy's thing as a, you know, additionally, you know, Derek X was trying to pull them together as well because he was trying to make a guy's thing with them. But Xavier's always been targeting Kylan. And now with this week, with Kylan trying to get himself off the block and not Xavier, and he's been doing everything that he was doing the day before and all of that we've talked about, Xavier is very much back on like, I gotta get rid of this guy. He clearly wants me out. And so that is his goal. And so over the last couple of days, he's been working on Big D to try to pull Big D away from Kylan. He tried that yesterday when we talked about it on the update. Big D was still clearly with Kylan, saying, let's talk to him. Let's try and work it out. And Xavier is going to make another attempt here today. He says, hey, I don't think Kylan is with us. I think Kylan is double dealing within the cookout. I don't think he's with the guys. I think he has a deal with the women as well. And I don't think that we should trust him in the end game. And he's trying to work on Big D here. And Big D, kind of like, oh yeah, I'm sure. Like, you know, kind of like, taking it in, not super defending Kylan, but still clearly not fully turned against Kylan. Kylan ends up interrupting this conversation, and then they talk about their guy thing, but it's all fake. So this is something to watch out for long term. Xavier is trying to work on pulling Big D away from Kylan, and this could backfire on Xavier if Big D goes to Kylan with it. I don't think he wants to right now because I think he genuinely wants to keep the men working together. And so he doesn't want to cause a rift by exposing what Xavier's doing. I think he would rather be the diplomat and convince Xavier not to go after Kylan. But this is one of these sort of long-term developments that is going on right now. Something to keep an eye on as we move forward.
Yeah, I'd be worried if I was Xavier to be sharing this kind of information to Big D. Big D is not, in my opinion, someone that's like a loyal vault with information. So I would be not sharing it with him. I'm worried for Xavier for that fact.
Yeah. So that's going on there. Kyland is going to talk to Hannah. I mean, really, I told you guys this is not a lot for the day. I mean, this is we're late night already.
Well, one thing that happened in the morning that we didn't talk about was, you know, Xavier was having a conversation with Kyland, and Kyland was just basically talking, and he was just eating an apple, and the crispness of the bites of this apple was like, I was fascinated by it. I was like, that's a good bite. And I was like, not listening to the Kylan conversation, but these bites that he was having, I'm like, ooh, that was a very precise bite and the crunch. So that's something that happened today or yesterday.
I love apples. I don't actually love eating an apple, like with, like a whole ad, like biting into an apple. I chop my apples up.
I'm an apple chopper myself, so this is maybe why I was so fascinated by like the crunch and the sound of like the.
It's not as good when you bite straight into it. It's like,
it's true.
You
can't really get the perfect bite, but it seems like he did. I think that he's mastered the art of eating an apple.
All right. So Hannah and Kylan talk, and Hannah says to Kylan that she, and they're more kind of, Kylan talks to Tiffany and Azza about this, and about, again, there's lots of these conversations. Who should go next? Who should win HOH? But Hannah tells Kylan that she thinks that Claire should be the one to go next. And I guess I shouldn't be surprised at this point, but I'm just like, Hannah, why? it's like, she says the reason why she wants Claire to go next is that she thinks that if there's a battle back and Derek X comes back in, that he will be able to work with Claire, which is a reasonable fear in terms of, you know, they would work together. They would not target each other like Alyssa and Claire will. But it's not a reasonable fear in the sense that there is no battle back. And Tiffany has already said, like, I don't think they're going to do a battle back with COVID. I think that Alyssa is genuinely the bigger threat, like genuinely for the cookout. It is the better move to take out Alyssa first. And then obviously for Hannah, the better move is to keep Claire to seven, especially Alyssa. You want Alyssa at seven? She's going for Kylan, but who's her second pick? Because it might be you.
It definitely, and she's, well, we don't know if she's actually that good at competitions, because, you know, with the roulette, she was the only one competing, and she was given the veto in OTEF, so we don't know how good she actually is, but I would be more fearful of Alyssa. But also, though, was Alyssa on in the house yesterday? I saw her once at very late night, and then I didn't see her at all throughout the day, and I was like, I was kind of thinking in my head, I'm like, was she evicted and I didn't see this? Like, where is Alyssa?
She was busy telling Claire that she's the only white person left. she talked to Xavier about having a pimple on her butt. You know, it's doing just work.
Missed that.
She has had conversations with Hannah about working together, Alyssa. And so I imagine that is probably why Hannah feels more comfortable with Alyssa there. But I don't think Alyssa is being honest with Hannah. I think that Alyssa is fine to work with Hannah to take out Kylan. But if Kylan is safe, then who does she go to next? I don't think she sees Tiffany as big of a threat. And she certainly doesn't see Azza or Big D as a big threat. She has always looked at Hannah as a threat in this game, especially toward the end game. She's talked about nominating Hannah prior to these conversations. I think that Xavier would try to step in here to help Hannah out, and that would probably protect Hannah. I'm not saying that Alyssa would definitely end up taking Hannah out. I think that Xavier would probably be able to step in and protect her. But you know who's a lot better? Claire, right. Who would never put up Hannah. You know, it's
Make it with the support of the cookout and just having, it's just too easy for them to play. Like, they're just like, I'm trying to make, oh, I need to create something, make it a little bit harder for me here, because like, it's pretty easy so far just to get us all to six. Maybe that's what's going on with these people.
Mm-hmm. Kylan agrees. He thinks that Claire should go first as well. He wants to keep Alyssa around. This is also a bad move for Kylan, because Alyssa is coming for Kylan, and Alyssa is a little bit more likely to win a competition, which means that Kylan is a little bit more likely to go home. It's very funny to me that it seems as though, so Kylan wants what I think is probably worse for him. Hannah wants what I think is worse for her. Xavier seems to want what's worse for him now that he's pissed off about her revealing that that Claire was the only white person left. Big D, I mean, what is even better or worse for him at this point? It doesn't really matter.
He's inconsequential.
Azza is one of the most self-interested players in this game right now, because she actually wants something that seems to be better for her, which is that she has a better relationship with Claire, so keep Claire around. And yes, Alyssa is probably a better competitor than Claire, so keep Claire around. That makes sense. And then Tiffany, of course, is down to keep Claire, which is, but there's so many of these people want the thing that seems to be worse for them.
I really think that they're just like, they need to create some sort of friction or drama, because like they've had it. Like, it's not something easy. Of course, it's been challenging for them to like get other people other than the cookout to win these competitions. Yes, they've had a difficult ride, but not as hard as some people have had it to get to six. And so I think that they're really trying to create like obstacles just to make it so they can feel worthy or valuable that they've made it to the six. I think that's a little bit of like, what's the word I want? Like imposter syndrome. Like they don't deserve necessarily to go to the six. They're feeling this way. So like they're trying to create some sort of friction so that they feel like it's valuable and that they're worthy of having this position. Must be what's going on. I'm not sure though.
Maybe. So Hannah says she thinks Big D should win because, or Kylan says he thinks Big D should win because Big D would take out Claire. Hannah thinks that Azza should win. Azza's the best shot to win. And he says, but Azza wants to keep Claire. And she's like, oh, well, we can figure out something. He's like, Azza doesn't really have a reason to go after Claire. She's like, well, yeah, the Jokers are isolated. That's the reason. she can say whatever she wants. So Hannah then takes it upon herself to pitch to Azza, hey, you need to take out Claire, not Alyssa. And she does this while Azza's in the shower. So, I'm not gonna lie, I did not catch all of this, because it was very difficult to hear. And ironically, they at one point in this conversation go, oh, was Sarah Beth in the gym, in the fitness room this whole time? And then Hannah goes and she tests, like she whispers, or Azza whispers in the shower while Hannah's in the fitness room to see if they can hear. It's like, I can't hear what you're saying, and you have a microphone right next to your face. You think she can hear what you're saying in the fitness room? And then Hannah comes back around. She's like, I could hear some things. I could tell that you were whispering. I could hear some words. I was like, no, you couldn't. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I mean, considering that there's not very many people left, the fact that they're still whispering so much is like, I mean, I get it. Like, it's an open area in the bathroom, and so noise travels, who knows? But like, just a little bit more volume to your voice, like this whisper sound, it kind of, I can't hear it. And it just like, it's just white noise. And I'm like, I can't concentrate. Let me have some bass. Give me some bass so I can hear what you're talking about.
Why is there not a button for them to press that goes, no talking in the shower? Like, come on.
Maybe that's like it should be America's Power, or like the live feeder's power, that you can like send buttons to them. Like, no talking in the shower would be an amazing gift to the
I know feeder. Why. I know why they don't say no talking in the shower, because they are obsessed with showing conversations where people are not fully dressed. That's what's happening here. They love it when people have game talks while they're changing clothes or in the shower, because they love that little hint of like, I'm on to you, Big Brother.
I mean, I think you might be right, though. Like that, I know you're trying to, you're being funny right now, but like you're onto something with them. It's a little bit, you know, they're scantily clad and they're having a conversation and it's like covert. It's like trying to make it like not very obvious. And so, you know what? You're right.
All right. So I don't think that Hannah made a ton of progress here with Azam, but like I said, we'll find out today. Azam, sure, there'll be plenty more conversations
over
to figure this out. And so that's basically where they are. I mean, again, not much changed from what I opened with, which is that they're just trying to figure out who's going to win. And I'm sure these conversations will continue to evolve and change, and more decisions will be made about who should win exactly. And what kind of competition it will matter, of course, and all of that. So we'll see. We'll see where all of this goes. Who gets targeted? It might depend on who wins, and who wins might depend on who's throwing. But that's really what we've got. The tension between Kyland and Xavier continues to grow. I fully expect that they will be at each other's throats here. Once we get to the six. Or even perhaps once they get to seven and or even eight, if, depending on like who's safe. Like the second there's only cookout members to target, it's gonna be Kyland, it's Xavier, go after Xavier.
Oh my god, I don't want to get too excited about it because I feel like something's going to happen to ruin it, but I am excited to see when the fingers start pointing.
Well, that's why it's like, it's almost like you have to, because I'm at the point where I'm like, I want the cookout to get, I mean, I want them to have to face as much adversity as possible to get to the six, because that's what leads to the most entertainment. But I'm at the point where I'm like, I want them to get to six. I want that, like, they have, yeah, like they've earned, right? Like they should get to the six. But at the same time, if there's a triple eviction from 7 to 5, or 7 to 4, I should say, then I'm kind of like, well, now I really don't want that. Now I need them to have to fight each other at 8. So that I can actually see it instead of the dumb triple eviction.
I just like, let's get everybody out.
Yeah.
Big D and Oz, final two. There you go. Mm-hmm.
But that's about what we have for you here today. Chantel, anything else you wanted to bring up?
The fact that Sarah Beth let Kyland know that she's a forensic chemist. I mean, they had that conversation.
Yeah.
That's about it. Like, nothing else really happened. They really talked over and over again about, like, oh, wait, they did talk about, this is just kind of entertainment, about Emilia Estevez and Charlie Sheen and the fact that their families are from Spain. So that was a cute conversation. And they ate some of Tiffany's snacks from her head of household. That's about it.
There you go. I'm surprised that Kyland hasn't made an official complaint about Sarah Beth. You have a customer service line, actually. How come I wasn't told about your actual profession until just now? It took you 2 months to tell me.
He took it well, I guess.
Yeah.
Considering we know what he's really like.
All right, so that's about what we have for you. We'll continue to update you as the week progresses. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. Later tonight, the roundtable. We are going to be rating these players.
What's Hannah gonna get?
I don't know. I thought she'd be okay here, but I don't know what Melissa's gonna do now that she's talking about targeting Claire.
I'm excited, actually. Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, should be fun tonight. Of course, I'm going to be sending out the survey for the roundtable. If you want to rate the players yourself, then you can check that out. There's another question in the survey that I'm going to be adding that I've thought about adding. I forgot to do it last week. Usually at the end of the season, I have everyone rate the players one final time, not as they're doing in the game week to week, but as they are as players as a whole. And so what I want to do is, as players are evicted, I want you to give them one final rating of like where you think they are placed so that we get a better sense of like, okay, so for instance, Derek X this week on the survey, what is Derek X's rating as a player? Not as he was in this game, you know, outside of the cookout, no chance to win, whatever. What is Derek X as a player? And then we'll see what people think right now, right after he was evicted. And then we'll see what people think postseason once we do that final rating again. If you want to, you know, give Derek X his rating as a player as well, there's that option in that survey there too. So check that out. You can find the survey. I'll tweet it out after this podcast at Armstrong Taren on Twitter. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Chantel, where can people find you?
All over the place on the internet, but at ShanFranFran on Instagram has all my links on my socials. And if you're looking for content on YouTube, I have a channel, Reality Realness with 3 S's, where we talk about a lot more reality TV. And on Saturdays, you can find me with Sarah from Nerdtainment, and we're talking about Survivor South Africa. So I'm around all the time. Find me.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today, and I'll see all of you next time.